Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I preached about Vic Victory, Brother Vic Victory, and Brother Terry Trial. And you see that there are people, you know, they're coming over the same trials, they're coming over the same hills, but they have two completely different perspectives. Brother Terry Trial, he comes up over this test and hill. But his life is not in good shape. His faith is not where it needs to be. His fellowship is not where it needs to be. His love is not where it needs to be. So his old, you know, faith mobile is hitting on about three cylinders. Stuff's clogged up. He's doing about 30 miles an hour. He comes to the hill and he goes, "Oh Lord, what a hill. Oh, it's a huge hill." So he has to downshift. And he has to downshift. He's about halfway up the hill, first gear, chugging, chug, chug. "Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me." And if by the grace and mercy of God, he gets over the hill and he pulls into the filling station, the local church. And they have a testimony service, and Brother Terry Trial gets up and goes, "Whoa, there's a mountain. There's a mountain like no other. I don't think anybody's ever been through a mountain like this. Oh, it was so high, it was so hard, it was so long, it was so tall, it was so hard." And most of the church going, "Ooh." And he sings, "I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. I'm doing my best to make it through." And everybody goes, "Oh Lord." But then Brother Vic Victory, he comes to the same hill. He's living in full fellowship with God. Hallelujah. He's got his faith is operating full. His love is operating full. So he's cruising at about 95. And he sees the hill coming up and he goes, "Ha! A hill!" He downshifts one time and gets into the four barrel. He glances and thinks he slowed down to 82. As he topped the hill. And as he came over the top, he went, "Hallelujah." He pulled into the service station and people said, filling station, they said, "You come over that hill? You come over that mountain?" He said, "Yeah, that little hill back there." No. Brother Terry Trial came through there. And I mean, it's the mountain of all mountains. It was hard. It was heavy. It was like, he said, "That hill back there?" They came over the same thing. I said they came over the same thing. When people are talking about how hard it was, how heavy it is, how bad it was, they're not telling you how bad the trial was. They're telling you their condition. Because we're all going through the same things. But God is faithful. Said out loud, light.
Light
and easy.
Easy.
Light.
Light
and easy.
Easy.
I guess I ought to tell you this. The Lord allowed me to work in healing school at Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's ministry for almost 17 years, I guess. And when I first started, I was just as green as could be. I had no experience in ministry. I was going to be a fighter. I could punch you, but I couldn't preach to you. And so I'm just a few months past this, and people are coming with severe problems and needs. And I grew up in a relatively sheltered home. I mean, we had a sane home life. My parents stayed together and loved us and loved each other, and we didn't have crazy wild stuff going on at the house. And I'm beginning to learn how other people live, and it was amazing to me. And people would sit down across the desk from me and tell me about all the stuff they were going through in their life and all the stuff that had happened to them. And they'd reach for a Kleenex and they're crying, and I'd get them one, and they'd reach and get me one too. And they're saying, "My Lord, Brother Keith, I just don't know what I'm going to do." And I'm thinking, "I don't know either. You're messed up. I didn't know you could get this messed up." Of course, you don't say everything you think. But I'm thinking, what a mess. Didn't know people could get this messed up. But I begin to see, I can't help them like that. I can't help them by agreeing with the impossibility of their problem. I can't help them by agreeing how bad this is, how tall the giant is.
That's right.
That's not going to help anybody.
Amen.
And they come in with cancer. They came in with AIDS. They come in with epilepsy. They come in with this and that. I can't go, "Whoo, epilepsy. Are we going to get results like that?"
No.
We got to go, "Epilepsy? What is epilepsy?"
That's right.
Had about 3 people with me that time. You know why? Because people are scared of this stuff.
Yeah.
Cancer, what is cancer?
That's right.
I need some help out of this, friends. What is cancer?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
To the healing power of God.
Yeah.
So we begin to work in healing school. And eventually they begin to turn more of it over to me. And I felt so inexperienced, so inadequate for the task. And I'm praying and I'm seeking God and fasting. And I got some of the guys that are with me that help me. Let's pray, let's fast. And I mean, we're after it. But little by little, I didn't realize that I was taking on the care of these things. And we would see people get healed, but we'd also see people that didn't. Do you know we're not guaranteed that everybody we preach to will get saved? Are we? They could, though, couldn't they? We're not guaranteed that everybody we minister to will get healed. But they could, right? It's the will of God. And I, without meaning to, got heavier and heavier. And remember, here's the key, joy. If that's missing, you're getting off. Without meaning to, and I'm thinking I've got reason. Because I got all these people here that they're going to die if they don't get help. And we'd lose one, and I'd think, maybe if I knew more, maybe if I had more faith, maybe if I was closer to God, maybe we'd have some more working in these people, I wouldn't have lost this one. So it really began to grieve me, began to bother me. And I'm praying, and I'm fasting and fast. I mean, I lost all kind of weight. And I'm praying, it wasn't all good, though. Everybody said out loud again, light.
Light.
And easy.
And easy.
See, it got into the place with me that it wasn't light and easy anymore. It was heavy. I was feeling it. And I'm sure I was no fun to be around, for Phyllis to be around. I'd come in and I'm carrying the weight of this. Praying, fasting, reading, studying, till I'd fall off my chair almost. And I'll never forget one day I was down in the floor praying. Oh God, you know, help me with this. What? He spoke to me. He said, "Keith," I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but very distinctly in me. He said, "Keith, you are not the Savior."
Uh-oh.
Now, if you had asked me the day before, "Keith, are you the Savior?" I'd have said, "No." "Are you the healer?" I'd have said, "No," quickly. But yet and still, I'm trying to take some of the responsibility of it on myself. This stuff will crush you, friend.
Yeah.
This is why ministers have ulcers and diseases and grow old before their time. Nobody burn out obeying God. You got to be disobedient. You got to get out of faith. You got to get away from God. He said, "You are not the Savior." I said, "Yes, sir. I thought I knew that." He said, "You are not the healer." I said, "Yes, sir. I thought I knew that." He said, The responsibility of whether these people live or die, of whether they're healed or not healed, is not resting on your shoulders. I'm the healer. He began to bring to my remembrance, you know, scriptures like in Ezekiel and other places where that people have really twisted and misapplied. That he told the prophet, "If you don't tell them what I tell you, their blood will be on your hands." Some have taken that and tried to apply it just universally, that if you don't stop and tell everybody you meet about Jesus, their blood will be on your hands. That's not true. He didn't say that. He said, if you don't do what I told you to do. That's a specific charge. He said, sir, their healing, whether they live or die, is not resting on your shoulders. And somebody's salvation is not just resting on your shoulders. That's too important to just be resting on your shoulders. It's not true. He said, you are responsible to do what I tell you to do. You seek me. You preach and teach what I give you to preach and teach. You minister what I give you to minister. And then you walk out of there and you roll the care of that on me and you enjoy your salvation. Because it's a poor witness for people to see you down. Nobody's going to want to be a Christian if it's being like you and you're depressed. It's a contradiction of terminology. A depressed Christian. No. It took me a little bit, but I got to work on it immediately. And I learned, give people what you got. Yes, I care. Give them everything you got. But once you've done that, I'm not the Savior.
That's right.
I'm not the healer.
Amen.
Cast the rest of the care of it over on the Lord and go get in my car and blow some leaves off the road.
Amen.
Go kill some bugs with my motorcycle. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Go scare some fish with the boat. Enjoy your salvation and enjoy. I shouldn't feel bad because somebody's sick and I'm healed. Huh? I want to help you get healed, but I'm not your healer. I shouldn't feel bad if I've got some prosperity and somebody's doesn't. I didn't either. Right? And all the temptations and trials that people are experiencing are common to man. Said out loud again, light and easy.
Light and easy.
Light and easy.
Light and easy.
His yoke is easy. Stand up and say it. His yoke
is easy.
His burden
is light.
His yoke
is easy.
His burden
is light.
His yoke
is easy.
His burden
is light.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm not the Savior.
I'm not the healer.
I cast the care.
I throw the cares
off of me
onto Him.
I rest in Him.
I rejoice.
And I enjoy
my salvation.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.